The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today, hear from some of the members of the Life Outreach mission team who travel around the world documenting the heartbreaking stories of those in need.
You kind of get caught up in the moment of what you're doing. Set the camera up here and look this way. I went to help that little boy that we saw at the end. And when I went to grab his arm, my whole world just went because all of my focus at all these different things just stopped, because when I grabbed his arm and went to lift him, I felt like his arm was going to pull off his shoulder.
Find out how you can be a part of the solution and provide hope to children around the world. Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. It is always exciting for Betty and for me, James Robinson, to come into your home and wherever you happen to be watching, and to also have as guests not only people we highly respect, but who are actually co-laborers and basically, you might say, in so many ways, family. Janice Meyer has been to over 50 nations in the most difficult, extreme, challenging places on this planet. And I think if we needed to go to another planet to find somebody to help, she'd be the first one to volunteer to go. She's very courageous. Betty, she's been working for us since she was a teenager.
She's just and, a baby.
I'm telling you. That now she's been with us over 30 years. But she really has been just, she's our photographer, but she's so much more than that. She is a true missionary. And she is a witness everywhere she goes. And we just thank God that we have been a part of her life since she was a teenager. And then Kyle Rogers, who I think if you track back with me, if you watched us a while, Jeannie Rogers, when we did the Crusades, was our wonderful soloist. I remember many times people like Jerry Falwell saying she's the greatest singer on earth. And man or woman, he would say. And she is just fabulous. But Jeannie actually has become a missionary, too. And for the past 20 to 25 years, she, too, has gone to the ends of the earth and just helping rescue the suffering. Well, her son, Kyle, is youngest daughter's age, and they went to school together, and they were good friends. As a matter of fact, we actually gathered at Robin's request sometimes, so let's pray for Kyle. He's acting pretty typical athlete teenager, and sometimes I wonder if he's distracted. And we would have a real serious prayer meeting for Kyle. You know something? He's so full of Jesus. And it was our pleasure to pray with him and his beautiful girlfriend and ultimately fiance and wife, Amy. And they have five children, and what a beautiful family. They are, I think it's beautiful, a picture of the grace of God working in people as I have ever seen. They have three sons and two daughters. Well, Kyle has been going as a video photographer and also speaking to you from the mission fields of the world, and it has absolutely been awesome. So we want to welcome Janice Meyer and Kyle Rogers, and we're just thrilled to have you. I'm glad you get to come back, you know, and you're safe. We really do pray for you, Kyle, because you've been in some very dangerous, dangerous situations. Now, you just came from a trip to Madagascar.
Yes.
And you saw some of the most impoverished people. You know, we talk about the poverty level. We have poverty level published in the local papers here in the Metroplex recently. It's like $42,000 a year. That's poverty in our area. That's just hard to believe. Wow. And we know there are people that are struggling. And we talk about people who have nothing. And by the way, when you really help the poor, the really helpless, out of love, amazing how God does take notice. And what a difference it makes. Janice, you saw some desperate conditions.
We really did. And mentioning what you're saying there, people don't realize we live in Disneyland. I always say that to my friends. We live in, it's almost not reality, because 80% of the world lives on $10 or less a day. That's 80%. So we're in the very high category for wealth. But we did just see water conditions that I, after all these years, have not seen before. People were getting water where the animals were going to the bathroom, where the animals were drinking, where they were washing clothes, where they were bathing themselves. And I saw something that just broke my heart. A woman was there. They get the intestines from an animal, a cow, and then they're scraping them right there in the water. And right next to it, a child's getting water and drinking it right there in front of us. And all these years I've traveled, I've not seen that. I know it's happening, but to see it personally and to smell it and to watch, you just want to scream. I just wanted to scream, don't drink it, don't drink it. But the fact is, they have no other choice. Even if they had a choice, they didn't have the money to go and get water that was clean, if it was even possible, which it's not. So there they are, taking that home, and that's the water. And story after story, they told us, well, we've lost one child, and this child's has the same symptoms. And I just, my heart just continues to break, because that's all over the world, and we've been all over the world, as you know. And I just think we could do something, you know? We can just do...
And we can turn everything around right. as far as they're concerned, because completely. We can give them health, even right. in their challenging circumstances.
Exactly.
Kyle, we love you. We sure think you're in our church with your family, and it's just one of the most beautiful pictures of God mm-hmm. working His grace in a family from your own parents and being around ministry to still see somebody so devoted to the Lord. I thank you. You've been many places, but I know you were especially moved in Madagascar with what you saw, the tremendous need there, which is typical of many of the other countries where we need to drill these 400 water right. wells right now. But you were especially touched there. I can yeah. tell when we listen to you communicating.
Yeah. You go on these trips, it's such an unbelievable experience, because you find yourself looking at these things and having a hard time sometimes absorbing the reality of them, really being able to accept what you're seeing. And, we just are, like we said, blessed beyond belief where we are. And I found myself at times just really feeling almost a little bit of guilty for the comfortable lifestyle that I have and I live, and ask myself kind of why was I given the opportunity, and then born in the time and the place that I was. And it's a hard question to answer, and I find myself really conflicted with that. But what I do know is that those of us who have been blessed with this opportunity and chance at life have got to wake up to the reality of those who have not. And Madagascar brought that reality home as much as any place I've ever been, because we've seen some really, really bad water places, and this really was the worst that I've ever seen.
We're going to actually see a little girl that we did a story on what you did. I want you to look and listen to a little girl that represents so many that you can touch with love in a very effective way.
I am 11. Grandpa, my para, ran malu. My pivala. Pangere leo. My para retuk. My pafat.
3 times a day, Vula goes down to this water source with her mom that is unbelievable. It is disgusting water filled with disease. You can't see 2 inches into this water. We watched cattle walking into this water, drinking it, defecating in it, people bathing down there, washing their laundry. And then right there at that same very area, Vula and all of these other people are scooping water out in the buckets, and we watched them drink it right there. And it's unbelievable, the pollution that they're taking right into their bodies. And they know that it's bad, but they have no choice. Vula recently lost her 13-year-old sister to contaminated water. Vula knows very well what the symptoms are of waterborne diseases, because she watched it happen with her sister. She was there at her deathbed, helping to take care of her to the very end. And unfortunately, what's happening is Vula is starting to show some of the same symptoms. And I can't imagine what it's like to have no choice but to continue to go back to that water 3 times a day, knowing that it took your sister, knowing that it is probably going to take your life too.
Boy, it tears me up. I can't believe it.
Wow. I mean, as I'm listening to Vula, she not only lost her sister, her big sister, but she said her best friend. I had a best friend when I was her age, and we got to grow up fairly close together, but she lost her sister and her best friend. That just really touches my heart, because we've seen that over and over again where the children don't have the water they need to grow. They get all the disease in their little bodies. And Kyle, I know as you were there, she really grabbed your heart, didn't she?
She really did. You know, she's 11 years old, and I have a daughter, Madison, who's 10. And just seeing the similarities both in their age and just within the contrast and the life that each are living was just, it just rocks your world. You know, you watch this little girl with such a heaviness over her, not only from the recent loss of her sister, but just this reality that, you know, this is probably what her end looks like as well. And to see her go 3 times a day down for this water and spending so much time just for mere survival. It's unbelievable how the people in these situations are just robbed of the opportunities to really ever even get ahead in life, because they're just trying to survive. And they're taking in this water that has taken their life away just a little bit every day. And it's just a wrong, slow death.
You know, when you give them life, it'll never be life by the standard of measure that we have. You know, what we're calling poverty here, and in light of real poverty, no comparison. They don't even connect at all. But when you give them a chance, they enjoy life with their meager means.
Absolutely.
And the meager, what we call opportunities, more than people do here with all the stuff that we have literally made an idol of. We don't even know how to enjoy nice things oftentimes because it's become too big. It's like the blessings we begin to worship rather than letting the blessings bless others and sharing of what we've received. You know, Janice, you saw people when they get a well.
Yes.
You've seen people when they need a well. You also saw in an area not too very far away, mm-hmm. but outside this region,
right.
where we actually went way beyond the $4,800 for a well and actually right. gave them what amounted to a reservoir. Right. Don't even have to have a pump. So you've seen the blessing of when we really work together, mm-hmm. knowing our viewers are going to say, look, we want to do something, whatever we can do. But you've also seen the joy. You've seen both.
I have seen both in this area, and as all over the world have seen things that just break your heart, like you said. And what got me about this area was woman after woman had lost a child. Mm-hmm. And one lady came up to us and said her name was Landy. I remember her so clearly, and she's getting water. She had a little house that was made out of cardboard and a few T-shirts, and it was so small. And she said, please take my child. Please take my child, because she's going to die, because my other child died and she's showing the same symptoms. And if that was one story, it would break your heart and you would think, okay, but it was story after story, mother after mother, sister after sister, mm-hmm. you know, and that does break your heart. But like you said, we have an answer, and it's really not difficult. And you were saying it to bless others, but I'm saying it blesses you to help. I mean, we're the ones that get the blessing. And what I saw in a little village, we ended up camping out in this little village in Africa as a well was being drilled. We saw them drill, and then they put a little stump on there, and the people were walking by that well to go get water down it, and they were digging a hole to get dirty water. And we told them, we kept telling them, you don't have to go to the river anymore, the dry riverbed, and get water. It's going to come out right there. And they couldn't believe us, because that was like telling them there were Martians. That's how foreign it was to them. No, I've gone to the river since I was a baby. So you can't tell me there's going to be water coming out of that thing that I don't even know what it is. The next day, we put the pump on it, and we pumped. And these ladies, one lady's dipping, that's the biggest smile you've ever seen. She's dipping, oh my God. She was like, it was a miracle for them.
Sure.
And then this one lady walked off with her bucket of water, and she goes, just like this, God is big, is what she said. And I said, yes, he is. Yes, he is. He wants to be big for everybody. But they couldn't even believe it. And she said, I still have to go down to the river, right? And we go, no, never again. Not where you could get bit by a snake or, you know, whatever. Now you have clean water. And you know what it will do for that village? Everything. It changes it from death to life. Now they'll watch their children. They won't even believe how healthy. They have never seen their children that healthy. And that can happen everywhere.
If you can imagine, they have no source of entertainment. They don't watch television. They don't have entertainers. They don't go to shows. They don't go to where people go even for a joyful church service. Many times they'll have a little service where they get together. They don't have what entertains us at all. And you have to really wonder how happy people are. with all the things. What entertains them? Their children. Seeing them healthy. The greatest source of joy becomes the greatest source of sorrow. You know how sad it is when you lose a loved one or someone's fighting for their health. Well, that's where they live all the time. But their only source of joy is watching their children live healthily with all the challenges they face to be able to deal with it. I want to say thank you, Janice, and I want to say thank you to Kyle for going to the difficult places, because Betty and I have been until, you know, Betty was nearly crippled from getting beat up and banged around in the trucks. I think we've probably taken some pretty rough blows. You know, Betty and I, we're not your little spring chickens, that's for sure. But we're no longer, we're not sitting in a rocker either. But we know the sacrifice you make and the missionaries make. And they're the greatest examples of love we ever see, except for this. They tell us the greatest expressions of love are viewers of Life Today and caring people all over the world who enable them to alleviate the suffering and not just talk about God's love, but demonstrate it. And then those people are so receptive. The millions of people whose lives we together have saved, we have seen far more in numbers of millions trust Christ because of what we did for those who had meager means. I want us all together to watch something that I know touched you very deeply, because you actually brought it back. Let's look at it together and let God speak to your heart, because together we can drill 400 more wells. And that's what we need to do. Would you drill one? Would you help with a part of the well? $48, so simple. 10 people water the rest of their life. I want you to watch, but I want you to be sensitive to God and say, God, what can I do about what I see and what I hear? Watch closely.
My name is Dufin. Teura sanga mbufumbefe zao chimanambula zao raimandrene. Mijale. Azuti ereni titirin razu. Malahi sakafu. Le kere ngavau kere. Chimanan sakafu yere kere. Chimanan kane miruru avau. Ajaja rue anu valuvula rue vula lahani terak ana ajaja rue fanimat tunrue maro malutu ranu tiranu tu malutu marare titruai ranu tu malutu tiranu tuk. Nala he lurahu, amana kurua reo, ye maharera kahi, nikuhak. Azu ti burukulu zirahu tia uchimishi tia, ti chabuaku mamunze la putali fe uchimishi, si manambula hikarakaraku, mitale.
Why do my children have to suffer like this? They don't. I watch her walk away with the little children. Of course, a baby there on her back, but they look like they're just little stick figures. And then the little guy sitting there on the rock kind of waving. If I had been in that particular setting, I would have picked that child up. You know, sometimes a child scream and they don't know what's going on. They very seldom ever done that when I've gone to them. I've really, even the parents and missionaries have been amazed. I just reach down and pick children up and sit down in the dirt with them or whatever, just wherever I'm in the world, and just hold them.
It's like they can feel the love. I would have scooped that little child up. That would have been nice. But he really wouldn't have changed anything, except it would have been kind of okay, a little moment of comfort. But if we'll, with your help, go and drill a well, a water well, and do what's necessary, they have a whole new life. And Betty, it's just like you say, we really do become the solution to the problem.
Yeah, James, you know, as I watched that, and I watched that mother desperate because she's already lost a child and expecting to lose the others if we don't do something, I don't want you, after seeing something like that, to come away, go away hopeless, feeling hopeless, like, what can I do, God? But I want you to ask God, how much can I do? Because that's what I feel in my heart is, God, how much can I help them? Because I know there's something that we can do, James and I can do. And I know there's something you can do, too. God, speak into your heart right now. I pray that you will go to the phone. Let us know what you can do to touch the hearts of these children and to help them have a chance in life.
Well, that's my prayer. That's the heart cry of the parents. It's the heart cry of the missionaries. We give them hope. And I want to just say thanks to you, Kyle, and to you, Janice, for just your lives, your witness. You're a continual source of inspiration to us.
James, it's an honor for us and a privilege. I mean, but I just want people to focus on the people and the children and what we can do for them. You know, you said something about picking up that child. Well, Kyle did. Mm. And when I saw the look on Kyle's face, we all just about lost it. Tell them what you felt.
Well, that's when it brought it all home, because it's easy when you're out there and you're kind of given this task of bringing these stories back, documenting what's both being done and the need. And you kind of get caught up in the moment of what you're doing. Let's set the camera up here and look this way. I went to help that little boy that we saw at the end, kind of stepping across some rocks. And when I went to grab his arm and kind of help lift him to step over, my whole world just went because all of my focus at all these different things just stopped, because when I grabbed his arm, this rail thin, tiny little arm, skin and bone, and went to lift him, I felt like his arm was gonna pull off his shoulder. And it tore my heart out, because how many times a day do I pick up my kids, you know, each of my five children? And never in my life have I ever experienced anything like that, any concern at that level, and it just tore me up. But it's just, there is such a simple solution and cure to this. And we've had the joy of watching it happen. And it is a privilege and an honor.
Thank you so much for just sharing God's heart, Kyle and Janice. We can do something. And I'm asking you to. I don't think you need any more encouragement from me. I think there's something in your heart that says, I can do something. The wells do cost $4,800. Betty and I don't have anything we do in the course of the year we enjoyed it more than drilling a well. Every time our missionary team say, okay, we need emphasis on the wells, or our leadership here, we agree together, this is a need, Betty and I drill a well. And by the grace of God, we always will. I don't care how old we are, write a check, we do it. And we send it on a check. You want to make a check, make it to life. But whatever you can do, maybe you say, James, I couldn't possibly do a well. I wish I could. I know you do. Could you give 12 or 2,400 and pray one or three people join you? But then keep this in mind, because this is where the majority of support comes from. But we got to have the help of everybody. At whatever level you've been enabled to help, you do it out of a heart of love. $48, 10 people water the rest of their life. Amazing. Don't you wish you could get water like that here? Mm-hmm. Well, we can by giving them a well in these communities and villages. Sometimes it costs far more than that. One place not too far by, we actually put a reservoir up where they have gravity flow feet. That was far more expensive, but that's where we combine the resources in order to touch even more people. But the average cost for these 400 wells is $4,800. $48, $144, 10 people, 30 people water the rest of their life. Father, I pray you'd move everyone. I know everyone cares, but it's so easy to care and never share. God, help everyone watching to share. Would you do it? Use your bank card like a check. Call the number. Say, here's my gift. You can go online, lifetoday.org. Make the best gift you can. But I'm asking every one of you, look, give someone water. Jesus said, if you give just a cup of water, you won't lose heaven's reward, God's blessing. Please make that life-giving call. Help us share water for life.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is that there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. The suffering can end because clean water changes everything in life. With your support, we will drill 415 new water wells in remote villages in 15 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will reach 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. In appreciation for your gift to help drill these new wells, be sure to request the Kingdom Life Journal. This beautiful leather-bound prayer devotional includes both Psalms and Proverbs, as well as a place to write your own reflections as God speaks to you through His Word. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request the journal as well as our beautiful commemorative bronze sculpture, Heart of the Father. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Betty and I thank you so much for your help, and we do have gifts to bless you, but I know the greatest gift is knowing that you have given life. And on this last day now of the emphasis on Mission Water for Life, the over 400 wells, it's going to take all of us doing what we can, but this is the last day. So I'm praying every single person, well, some of you may, well, you know, I gave earlier in the emphasis, but on this last day, would you help us reach that goal? I even pray we can go beyond it, because a lot of times missionaries come and say, we found another area of need. You might be able to meet that. But we're asking all of you on this last day, do the very best you can. And we thank you for it.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.